Now to the news that approximately 9,000 educational institutions and 275 million of their students have been affected by a data breach involving the learning management system Canvas. The criminal hacking group Shiny Hunters has claimed credit for the hack and is demanding a ransom from US tech company Instructure, which runs Canvas. Abu Barkat Ullah is Associate Professor of Cybersecurity at the University of Canberra, and together with Mohuddin Ahmed, who has the same job title at the University of Adelaide, Barkat wrote the conversation piece, "Hackers just stole data from 9,000 schools and unis around the world. How can we protect student privacy?" And Barkat joins us now to answer that question. Welcome to Sunday Extra.
Good morning.
Firstly, could you explain for us what Canvas is and how it's used by students and educational institutions?
Sure. Canvas is one of the most widely used learning management system. What is learning management system?
Yeah.
It's basically the digital platform for universities, education providers to manage teaching and learning online. You can think of this is kind of a Facebook-style platform for education, where the lecturers will post their lecture materials, their announcement to the students, share learning resources with the students, while students gonna check them, what is my assignment, they will submit their assignment, they can access their grades. If there is an online quiz, interactive activities, they can go through and do that with Canvas and interact with the class members. They can form group. If it is a group assignment, they can communicate with their group. And it has got so many capabilities.
So, Barkat, what's known about this data breach? How did it happen and how significant is it?
Well, it's a big incident, considering, you know, 9,000 educational institutions involving 275 million students, teachers, staff that are being caught up in this data breach. A lot of universities, the students cannot access the resources. If there is an assignment due, they cannot upload or download the assignment. Sometimes the hack is still the login page, which has been defaced. So it's like a massive, but another good thing about it is, I'm not saying good thing, that what they claimed, this has not been, again, there would be the incident of millions of information. This is really a challenging situation where we are going, you know, online, we are going having activities so that the students can do it hybrid and interact globally online. And we see this assessment and the volume is really massive, as you said. What we have been heard is hundreds of terabytes of data.
You've said this incident indicates a shift towards platform concentration risk. Could you expand on that for us?
Well, traditionally what happens is cyber incidents that would be individual, where it can be a single institution or organization can be affected. We have seen that before, the ransomware attackers are attacking. Now what is happening with this concentration around the small number of these globally used cloud service providers and shift to cloud, that means I don't need to attack individually one organization. If the hacker is trying to get access to this one giant vendor.
You get Canvas, you get 9,000 institutions.
Easy. Yeah, so that I mentioned about the platform concentrated risk.
Interesting. In terms of the sort of data that Canvas holds, how sensitive is that information in terms of the risks to the privacy of students whose schools or unis are using Canvas?
So at this moment, if we look at it, what they are saying is that a lot of data has been stolen. Some of this data is used, The good thing is it's not any sensitive data, what means their data related to their banking or financial. But what worries me is this data can be used for future incidents. Like they are, you know, they can harvest this data for future ransomware attack, like not future, my apologies, it can be used for future phishing attacks where they can impersonate someone and say, look, trustworthy, I'm a trustworthy person because I am no blah, blah, blah. I know you, your activities, and I am pretending like your friend and making this impersonation, and it can trigger future events in the coming days.
Yes, I understand there is a risk associated with, you know, one data breach then being linked with other data breaches and then that making individuals more vulnerable. On Sunday Extra, we are speaking with Barkat, Associate Professor of Cybersecurity at the University of Canberra, about this massive data breach involving Canvas, the learning management system. Barkat, could you tell us a bit about this criminal hacking group, Shiny Hunters, that's claimed, well, I'm not sure if credit's the right word for this hack, and they've demanded a ransom. Is it likely that that ransom will be paid, and what happens if it isn't?
It is a tough question. It is difficult to speculate publicly about the ransom negotiations because organizations and law enforcement rarely disclose this discussion in real time. However, many governments, like including Australia and cybersecurity agencies, they generally discourage ransom payments because it does not guarantee the stolen data will be deleted or someone will be tampered and systems can be fully restored. So there is no guarantee. It may encourage, actually. In some cases, the attackers still retain and later leak the data, even after the payment. So if you can trust a thief, sometimes no.
Yeah, indeed. And just so, finally, Barkat, I'm going to ask you the question that you posed in your conversation piece. Given this data hack and how broadly it's affected schools and unis around the world, how can we protect student privacy? What should educational institutions be doing, and what can individual users do?
Yeah, look, the institution need to treat the cybersecurity like there is a tradition of this is an IT issue, just a tech issue. But it is, you know, the way we are moving forward with the help of technology. It is more than just a tech issue. It needs stronger governance and oversight. The organizations, they can think about, you know, that zero trust approach. And when it includes the vendors getting support from the third parties, the supply chain, sometimes they are very tricky to ensure, and they will be the target sometimes. Mm. So we need to ensure the vendor management, strong access control, multi-factor authentication. You know, it is for all of us, the students, organizations, they use the multi-factor authentication. Use paraphrase sometimes, like don't use now the word. We used to say, look, use 8 to 16 characters long. It should be now paraphrase. For example, I like ABC News Channel every morning. So this is like a word which I know. It represents me personally. It may not be important to the hackers. We should use unique password. There's a tendency people use same password for different accounts because we are having this password fatigue as well. So it should be used unique password. Change them at a frequent time.
Yes, yeah. Sounds like a lot of password admin and double and two-factor authentication required, Barkat. Look, thank you so much for joining us this morning on Sunday Extra.
Thank you for having me.
It's a pleasure. That is Abu Barkat Allah, the Associate Professor of Cybersecurity at the University of Canberra, who wrote a piece about this Canvas hack in The Conversation. And by the way, Instructure says that Canvas users can get guidance from their educational institutions, but added it's always good practice to be cautious of unexpected emails or messages referencing this incident, avoiding clicking suspicious links and reporting anything unusual to the institution. This is Sunday Extra, Julian Morrow with you, and it's coming up to 10 minutes to 8.